It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, big news out of Indianapolis. Tony Kanaan announced that this will be his last year as a primary driver in the IndyCar series.
I have been a race car driver my entire life. From the time I could reach the pedals, it's all I've wanted to do. The idea of pushing and competing against the best in the world, that's all I could ask for. And for the past 20 plus years, I've done just that.
Oh, he is such an outstanding athlete, driver, and dad, husband, just a great human being. I've had the fortune to meet Tony many a times. I've interviewed him before. This will be his 23rd season of competition. He just made this announcement out at the IMS yesterday. So he is set to compete in the 5 oval races of the NTT IndyCar Series. But he's scheduled to begin his final campaign. They're going to call it TK Last Lap at the Indy 500 Sunday, May 24th. So this is a big deal. This is a very big deal.
It's a lot of racing right there.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we lost John Andretti, one of racing's most versatile drivers. He lost his battle with cancer. He's a former NASCAR and IndyCar racer. He passed away at the age of 56 after a long battle. And he is the nephew of racing legend Mario Andretti.
Yeah, probably a lot of people know that name for
yeah,
sure.
So, of course, sending all our thoughts and prayers to the Andretti family. Well, Elon Musk, he released a new EDM song.
What?
Posted it on SoundCloud. It's called Don't Doubt Your Vibe. I'm just gonna let you see, you hear it and see what you think.
To be honest, I don't judge people that do drugs, but I've heard of people tripping. I feel like that's a trip and not a good trip.
Wow, that makes me feel weird inside.
Yeah, I hope the cars are better than that song. I don't have a Tesla either. But.
Okay, but if you're into it, again, it's called Don't Doubt Your Vibe. I like the message.
Yeah, I'm severely doubting everything, though.
Well, Jessica Simpson was not doubting her feelings for Johnny Knoxville. What the what? So Jess is making the media rounds, promoting her upcoming memoir, Open Book.
I was just dazed and confused, and I just wanted to go to sleep. I didn't take them trick-or-treating. I didn't show up for my family, you know. I took the picture, and I made the world think that I showed up.
Wow, so she had a major problem with alcoholism, and then she's just really divulging secrets that, when she was with John Mayer, he broke up with her via email, that Nick Lachey was devastated, was surprised by the divorce. And she goes on to say her Dukes of Hazzard co-star Johnny Knoxville, that they were very, very much into each other. She says they kissed, made out. They didn't flip pancakes, if you will, because she was still with Lachey and he had another relationship. But she said, but they wrote love letters and they felt like prison pen pals because they wanted to be together, but couldn't.
I'm surprised, because making out's still cheating. Like, why not just go all the way?
And then she says that Nick Lachey was always out with his boys, going to strip clubs and store, and she was disgusted with him. I mean, there is a lot happening behind the scenes that she is just letting it all out. Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show also letting it all out. Whoops, she says she accidentally wore her dress backwards.
Yeah. Hey, that's why I dressed backwards today. I was distracted. I've been up since 3:30 a.m. watching the match.
She dressed backwards. I missed it.
Yeah. Oh, look at her tag. No lie.
Oh,
yeah, so that happened.
All right, yeah. So there's that.
Well, there's always next year. All right.
How does nobody on the set of that show be like, hey, Savannah, your stuff's backwards? And she's doing it. Today is backwards day. She should have done it today, not yesterday.
And she blames getting up at 3 a.m., which I understand, right? I mean, because
I'm a dude. I can't really put anything on backwards as a man. So maybe as a woman, it's a little bit harder.
There's been so many times where I'm leaving the station after a full day of a show realizing that my shirt or my sweatshirt is on backwards. That's happened to me so many times here.
I think it's probably that way right now.
Oh, man. And we got to say congrats to Ciara and Russell Wilson. They are expecting number 3. They're popping those babies out. They just welcomed daughter Sienna Princess in April of 2017. And then Ciara has her 5-year-old son, Future. So now another, I mean, what a good looking child that's going to be.
No kidding. Woo! Those genetics. Congratulations.
Yes.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Okay, so he's out of the room with his dog right now?
Yeah, he just took Chloe to the bathroom.
Okay, so this involves producer Porkchop. He'll obviously hear about this, but I don't know how to do it and would love your help. 833-563-2539. There's a Super Bowl party that I think he's aware of, but he was not invited to. And I guess he keeps on asking me, like, hey, what time is everybody going there? What's the address? But I'm invited to a Super Bowl party. My wife Lindsay's invited to the party, but like nothing, no ill will towards Porkchop, but he's not invited. Like, it's not really my right to invite somebody.
When you were out of the room, he told me, like, oh, yeah, Kins, what are you doing? Because I'm going to this party with Joe and Lindsay. So he thinks he's going.
It's super awkward in the studio. What the heck? You can feel something going on.
Well, I know. And he's going to be hurt and crushed by it. What do I do? Because please don't.
You're acting weird.
Well, I know.
They are.
Am I not supposed to go now? Like, do I not go to the party?
You got it. He's, like, planning on going.
We're going to talk about this next. 833-563-2539. God, if you can help me out, that would be incredible. We're Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.